He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday already. It is the September 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. We definitely want to welcome in our new listeners in Sarasota, Florida, and in Tampa, as we continue to sweep across America with the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which is heard in Atlanta, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Minneapolis, Honolulu, and other places that I'm sure I'm forgetting right now, but now also in Sarasota and in Tampa. And we're going to do our best here to keep you in the best areas of the market and out of those bad neighborhoods when they hit, because we know that the market can get whacked from time to time. Are we overdue for a whacking? Well, this bull's lasted 66 months. I have kept you in it for 66 months, but I don't plan on being a perma bull here. How are we starting off the day? Well, a little bit of stabilization. We've had some cruddy days here recently. The S&P's up a couple of points here this morning. We're at 1986. We were at 2007 not too long ago, and I kind of warned at that time. I said, you know, when markets cross major milestones like that, they usually do some settling. They test that level a few times before they're comfortable with it. Dow is about flat right now, down 5, 17,025. Crazy day on Monday. Dow way up. NASDAQ just got clocked on Monday. Talk about that a little bit today. The NASDAQ today is up a point, 4,520. Crude oil's up to 93.40. Gold is flat. And the 10-year yield's at 2.58%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where we're in our 20th year of doing a daily radio show in addition to the other duties that I have. My main duty, however, is every day when I finish with the show is I look at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts. I look at things that I own, and I have my own ranking system. My database contains about 4,000 different stocks, ETFs, mutual funds, closed-end funds, but mostly stocks. And I rank them based on value. I love bargains, number one. And I base the ranking also on performance. Huh, that's a novel concept, because I found over time that a lot of the so-called value stocks that look so dirt cheap and so intrinsically interesting are really nothing more than value traps. I like to see a little bit of performance in those stocks first before I'm willing to jump in. Otherwise, you can sit in neutral mode. And I've heard the expression, well, you get paid to wait. You get a 2% dividend, you get paid to wait while the stock goes nowhere for a long, long time. So I like a little performance along with my value, and I like a little value along with my performance. I guess you would call me a hybrid investor. I've been around the business for 20 years. I've watched the momentum people, the Can Slim people, the go-go people, and I saw many of them get wiped out in the year 2000. And I watched the value investors over the years. And I watched many of them get wiped out in 2008. And during that time, I was inventing a spreadsheet that I'd been working on for a long time. Technology was finally getting caught up to the ideas that I had, because it is a big, big spreadsheet. Requires some pretty good technology. Just made us some simple formulas. Let's just combine the best of the value world. Let's find the stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view. And then let's find the superior ones, the ones that are performing. And we combine those into a nice, neat little package. And every day, my little system, it ranks those stocks. I invented an app called Best Stocks Now that I never intended to make public. It was for my own use as a professional money manager, as I manage money for people all across America. I have a very, very heavy responsibility that I take very, very seriously. And I made it came up with the app, and I liked it so well. And it was pointing me to these stocks that I would have never, ever imagined possessed these characteristics and were such superior companies. I wrote a book back in 2011 called Best Stocks Now. And at that time, there were a lot of companies in there that, you know, weren't household names. I believe Priceline was $450 at the time. It's been to $1,200. Apple was one of them, but it was $350 at the time. And now it's over $700 split adjusted. There were others like AutoZone, which has been a tremendous stock over the years. Dollar Tree, which really had a huge run shortly after I wrote the book. Several energy stocks that were in the fracking business, like Concho Resources, Continental Resources, Harold Hamm's company. Just a lot of stocks that were just a little bit underneath the radar. And I was shocked by my findings. And I decided to get together with a guy that I've known for a long time. He's a computer programmer. He's also keenly interested in the stock market. And we got together. We wrote the software and everything and came up with the Best Stocks Now app, which as of last Saturday was number 2 in the entire world of Apple apps in the financial sector. This isn't a game. Even though some would say, yeah, the stock market's just a video game. No, it's not. It does have quite a bit of logic involved. Valuations. I've spent time on visiting companies and writing up research reports and know a little bit about valuation. I do the valuations myself on all these companies that I follow. I use a very simple formula that projects out 5-year target prices on companies. I believe in matching the hot dog buns with the hot dogs. You get a pack of, like George Banks and the Father of the Bride was so angry about, why do you get 8 buns and 10 hot dogs? And he starts causing a ruckus. Well, you know, if you're going to do a 5-year growth rate on a company, if analysts are going to project a 5-year growth rate on a company, why not project a 5-year target price? I don't want a 6-month target price. You know what? You can flip a coin on what a stock will do in a 6-month period of time. I want something down the road. If they can continue to grow by 13-14% per year and trade at a reasonable multiple, which I determine 5 years from now, I want a stock that has significant upside potential over the next 5 years. It doesn't guarantee anything, but I feel like it puts the probabilities in my favor. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples here today. I know a lot of people talk about theory and you need to do this, and you need to do that. Well, I'm always wanting an example. Give me just an example, would you? So I stick my neck on the line every single day here during the show, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It couldn't be the Best Stocks Radio Hour if I didn't give you a couple of stocks that I don't think are best stocks, that I think are best stocks at the current time. Then I've picked a couple of examples for today. Now, the next question is, can you time the market? You know, I was asked this. I do a little appearance on the local news every morning and give them an update on the market. You know what? Timing the market's not easy. Most people think that index investing is the way to go. That's a very popular form of investing. But if you're a true index investor, you have to be willing to ride the markets down 53%, that's what happened in 08 and 09, or 60%, like what happened in 2000. Don't tell me you're an index investor if you're selling somewhere along the way and then buying back in. Those people inevitably sell when the pain gets too great and the market's way down. And then, as the market's coming back and rebounding, then they get back in. That's the worst of all worlds. I do believe that a little timing can be applied to the markets. That was one of the purposes of inventing the app that I did. I don't believe it's always wise to be in the stock market, just like it's not wise to be in the bond market all the time. There's times when the economic environment favors stocks. There's times when it favors bonds. There's times when you should have a little bit of both. But I have my own proprietary ranking system that ranks not only the asset classes that I have to choose from, it also ranks the sectors in the market. I've been a heavy investor in the last couple of years in the energy sector, in the biotech sector, in the internet and technology sector, because that's where the action has been. That's been the best place. This year's way different. This year we've included a little bit of emerging market investing after ignoring it and stepping aside for the last 3 years while it's been a terrible place. So, hey, I hope you enjoy the show on a daily basis here. We're here every Monday through Friday. We archive these shows every day to the website, pwstreet.com. And we'll talk about the weekly newsletter and a couple of ideas when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I'm also the guy that manages the money here, the one that makes the final decisions on what we're going to own and what we're going to sell. And we try to own stocks for as long as we possibly can. We try to find the very best ones. And everybody that comes to us has a different risk profile. Some people are very aggressive. Some people are very conservative. And there's folks in between. Some people are looking more for income, which I believe that in today's world, that comes from stocks that pay dividends. I am not a fan. I think this is a time when you don't want to own the bond market. We saw a really scary rise in interest rates this past week, and I saw a lot of interest rate sensitive things, and particularly bonds, really get whacked. And I just look out over the next 3 to 5 years. Look, we got a Fed meeting this week. The timetable now, the consensus is that next June, you know, the Fed will be putting in a rate hike to cool down this screaming economy. And they're just going to probably err on the side of caution so we don't have any inflation in the mix. But it just doesn't seem like a very good time to me to invest in bonds. Now, the last 20 years, as interest rates have gone down from the Jimmy Carter years down to 1.5%, that was a gigantic bull market in bonds. I don't see that bull market out over the next 3, 5, or 10 years. I see a choppy market for bond investors. And the last 5.5 years here in America, stocks have been good to people, haven't they? They've tripled. The S&P has tripled since the bottom in 2009, March of 2009. And yesterday we went through the macros of the market, which I do every single week in my newsletter. I try to make it real simple and real easy to understand, a lot of pictures. See this picture? That means it's still good to be in the market. See this picture? Here's another reason why it's still good to be in the market. And I send my newsletter out every single, either Friday evening or Saturday morning, depending upon market conditions, because I want to make sure I've got all the facts, ma'am, before I present my newsletter to you and my findings and my current, you know, at least what I'm doing in the market. Here's what I'm doing in the market, and I publish it every single week. And it's the Best Stocks Now newsletter. I have hundreds of subscribers all across America, and if you're a client of mine, you get the newsletter every week. Then you know why I'm doing what I'm doing in the accounts that I'm managing. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I offer out 4 weeks of the newsletter to anybody who asks. The full newsletter includes all the model portfolios that I have. And then I have a free version of the newsletter, which continues on after that, which every week goes through all the leading sectors, all the leading asset classes, my temperature, current temperature of the market, etc. Featured story every week. Again, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and sign up for the newsletter. I think you'll like it. I send it out electronically. I try to put some graphics in there and stuff to liven it up and make it entertaining and make it interesting and make it easy to understand. I'm a big believer in easy. Man, I've read some guys' newsletters and they start getting into all these sharp ratios and numbers and calculations and stuff, and it's just too much. You know, keep it simple. The markets are not that complicated. You're investing in a company, or you're lending a company some money, or you're investing in a commodity, or whatever the case may be. It's not that difficult. It's not that complicated. Keep it simple. So you get the newsletter for yourself and see what you think. And then the app is a wonderful tool, I believe, for managing money, for picking stocks, for researching stocks. What are the ones that combine performance? What has the performance? And I'm going to give you an example here in a moment. What has the performance been over the years of that stock? How does it compare to the S&P? Has the CEO, has the people running the company put money in shareholders' pockets over the years? Or has it been a slug? What's it currently worth? Is it undervalued? Is it overvalued? Or is it fully valued? This is all very important. Because I want just three things. But they're not easy to find. I want stocks that are still undervalued, which obviously they're getting harder and harder to find in a market that's been going up now for a long, long time. I want stocks that are flourishing, that are beautiful performers, that have put money in shareholders' pockets over the years. And I want a good chart pattern. I don't buy downtrends. That's not a stock that's flourishing if it's in a downtrend. And I don't want stocks that are going sideways. I want stocks that are flourishing. That's quite a tall order. Can you give me any examples, Mr. Gunderson? Well, let's begin with today, Concho Resources, all right? Now, the oil stocks have really pulled back recently. All this peace in the world all of a sudden, you know, the Israel conflict is put onto the back burner for now, and we haven't heard of any bombings or incursions in Ukraine here over the last week or so, and everything seems to be kumbaya in the world right now, but it's not. It's still a lot of geopolitical hotspots. We have 11 ships floating around out there that Kurdistan says belongs to them, and Iraq says it belongs to them, and they're full of oil. And that's put pressure on oil prices, and oil prices have come down from $107 a barrel to $93. I think this is a good time to look at some of those leading oil stocks once again. And the example I would use today here is Concho Resources, CXO. This is a company that I wrote up in my book, Best Stocks Now. Concho Resources is headquartered in Midland, Texas, known for oil and probably barbecue brisket, a beef, maybe some pulled pork. Concho is now a $15 billion company. They're a shale play. They're in that Permian Basin in West Texas, which is booming right now. I currently have a value grade of A+ on the stock because the stock has come off from its $148 high. It's off $16 a share recently, and it settled in at about $132. I have a five-year target price north of $250 per share. Now, that's 5 years from now, and there's no guarantees that it will get there. But based on the expectations right now of earnings and the growth that the analysts think it can achieve, that's my target price. And over the years, the stock has done very well. In fact, over the last 5 years, here's the performance part of the equation. It's doubled the returns of the S&P 500. Overall, out of 3,884 stocks that I have in my database, Concho's actually dropped back to like in the 400s, but I really like it. I still own it here at Gunderson Capital Management, CXO. It's not a recommendation. It's an example of what I consider, in my opinion, IMO, to be a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, I like to give examples. There's no better way of teaching that I know of than giving live, living examples from today's marketplace. You know, 2014 in the market is way different from 2013. Last year, we had a phenomenal year in the market. I was heavily weighted in, well, I was completely weighted in U.S. stocks, and I really leaned heavily towards the small and mid-cap stocks, which is where the action was at in 2014. We were enjoying our last little rush of adrenaline coming from those stimulants placed into the marketplace by our friends at the Fed. because we knew that the punch bowl was going to be emptied at some point in time. And we know that taper talk had entered into the picture, and we were going to have that one last, I guess like that seventh inning last call type thing where everybody rushes up to get their last beer before they shut down beer. Well, that's the feeling that it was in the stock market last year. Small cap stocks were up 40% last year, U.S. small caps, that is. The Dow was up 27% last year. The S&P was up 29% last year. We had a very good year last year here at Gunderson Capital Management. But I warned at the beginning of this year that it was going to be a lot more difficult in the market in 2014. And my biggest reason was the Fed. No Mas. No more stimulus. We've seen what some of these baseball players that had 40 home runs 2 years ago have done this year since they got caught with PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs in their system. We had a little guy right here in San Diego. We had a couple of guys right here in San Diego on the Padres. We still come in last, even with guys cheating. But once they're off those performance-enhancing drugs, their numbers have a tendency to drop dramatically. And the same thing happens in the stock market, doesn't it? Last year was all about biotech stocks, small caps, U.S., technology, and it was a very, very good year. This year's totally different. I mean, you take away some of the big stocks like Microsoft and Apple, and you have not had a very good year here in 2014, and people get spoiled. They think that the markets go up 30-40% every year. They don't. You have to endure a little bit of pain along the way, but I don't think anybody can say that this year we've entered into a new bear market. How can you say that? We went through all the macros yesterday. Just simply look at a five-year chart of the market, of the S&P 500, and the direction is still up. It hasn't peaked. It hasn't started to plateau and flatten out on top. It has definitely not started to roll over into bear direction. It's still going up, but it's not going up like it was last year. It's consolidating this year. The problem is we don't know if it's consolidating before the next leg up or if it's consolidating before it begins to roll over. We know that we're in the 67th month now of a bull. We know that the economic expansion in America has been pretty tepid. Worst expansion since World War II. And it's getting late in the game, but it's still going. You know, you could have made, like I said yesterday, you could have made the same argument a year ago. Oh, it's way late in the game. I'm not getting in. And the market went up 40% last year. It's just a lot tougher right now. We're consolidating. It's not going up like it was last year. But there are some stocks within the market that are still flourishing. In fact, the biotechs, after a big sell-off in February, where I lightened up my position, my exposure to the biotechs considerably. And you know, when I say biotechs, that scares a lot of people. They think, oh man, those are those laboratories without any kind of product or sales. That's not so. Some of these companies like Gilead, charging $40,000 for their drug that cures hepatitis C, and Biogen with some of their multiple sclerosis drugs. Man, these things are making a ton of money. The biotechs, a lot of them have really grown up to be great companies. And I still own several of them. One that I currently own, and I'm going to give you an example here of performance and valuation collide into a stock that is very highly ranked in my system and a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. The name of the company is Salix Pharmaceuticals. It's a $9.8 billion company headquartered in Raleigh, North Carolina. How much do you want to bet they got some kind of a tax incentive to move their headquarters and their lab and bring their jobs to Raleigh, North Carolina, home of Carolina Barbecue and Salix Pharmaceuticals? Now, here's a stock that has performance. It's dripping with performance over the list, like a barbecue sandwich dripping with barbecue sauce. Listen to the barbecue sauce in this thing over the last 10 years. Salix Pharmaceutical has delivered to its investors an average of 21% per year over the last 10 years. Now, there's no guarantee that it'll continue to do that, but that's a pretty good batting average stepping up to the plate here. Salix was a $7 stock in 07, 7 years ago, and today it's a $153 stock. They're doing something right. They mostly specialize in the GI tract, gastrointestinal disorders. I always want to burp when I feature this stock, but I'll refrain from that. Over the last 5 years, Salix, SLXP, has delivered 50%. Now, that's just taking the price of the stock 5 years ago and where it is today and doing a little simple compound annual return formula, and it works out to 49.7. During that same period of time, the market's done 13.5. And over the last 3 years, this stock's performance has accelerated as they continue to come up with new cures and new drugs for those gastrointestinal disorders. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 71% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's up 122%. Now, when I compare the performance of Salix versus all the other stocks in my database, it gets a grade of A. It's at the top of the class. It also gets a momentum grade of A. Okay, now I know what you're saying. Listen, I've been burnt by momentum stocks before, these momentum darlings that trade on thin air and nosebleed type valuations. Well, I'm going to make a valuation case for it right now. They're going to make $7, let's call it $6.93 in earnings next year. That's the estimates out there. So the forward PE right now is 21. And that's about, the market's at about 17 or 18 right now in the stocks that I follow. This one's a little premium to the market, but this is also a premium stock. Look at the results. Look at the performance that it's turned in over the years. It's expected to continue to grow by 19% per year over the next 5 years. That's according to the analysts that cover the stock. I have a five-year target price of 260 and is currently trading at 153. There's a lot that can happen between now and then, but based on the expectations that are out there today, that's my reasonable value case for the stock. And when I combine the valuation, which I think is reasonable, the performance, which I think is sensational, out of 3,884 stocks, Salix comes in at number 12. Now, I'm just reading from the app that I invented. You know what? I got so mad one day that I couldn't look up the performance of a stock. How come I can look up the performance of a mutual fund? How has it done over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years? I wanted to know what a stock's performance has been. I see these CEOs on TV all the time telling me how good their stock is. Well, pal, tell me what you've put in the shareholders' pockets over your tenure, during your tenure. That was important. You can look up any stock. You might be surprised at some of the stocks that you own in your portfolio, how poorly they've performed. You might be surprised at how well some of these stocks that I mentioned have performed over the years. And you scratch your head and say, I didn't know that. Wow, that's sensational performance. So you can look up any stock on the app, Best Stocks Now, which you can download at the Apple Store or the Google Store, or we have a web version. Go to beststocksnowapp.com. That's beststocksnowapp.com, and look up some of your stocks. See what the performance has been. Hold that CEO accountable. Better yet, only invest in the best. Don't accept mediocrity. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're here every Monday through Friday, different time zones across America, broadcasting live from San Diego, California every morning, where it's bright and sunny here today, beautiful day, a little muggy, a little humid. We're feeling the effects of the hurricane that hit Cabo San Lucas over the weekend, about 900 miles south of here. And that's an area of the world I like to go to quite often. There's some pretty good fishing down there. I go to La Paz, Mexico. I keep one of my old fishing boats down there. I haven't heard if it survived the hurricane or not. I sent them an email a couple days ago. I haven't heard anything back. I got to imagine the infrastructure is probably wiped out down there. You know, the infrastructure is not very good to begin with in Baja California. But that's one of the things, you know, that kind of goes along with the territory of having a place to get away from time to time and to think a little bit. And it's so peaceful and quiet down there, but it certainly wasn't quiet and peaceful. In fact, I have a friend that's stranded down there, decided to go for a little weekend getaway to Cabo San Lucas over the weekend. And I read last night that the airport's not going to open for another week in Cabo. Roads washed out. It is a mess down there. Hey, I want to finish the show by talking about a little bit of technical analysis. Okay, you hear Gunderson talking about valuations, which I think are very, very important. But having said that, I think there's more to investing in the market and investing in stocks than just looking at valuation. Because I've heard a lot of valuation arguments on stocks before that just continue to get pounded into the ground. Well, the stock is cheap at this level. If you liked it at 60, you got to love it at 40. And if you loved it at 40, you got to love it at 30. Okay, you know, I mean, you could be wrong about your valuation. The markets may think otherwise. But a true valuation value investor sticks to his guns. The Warren Buffett disciples of the world. Of course, Warren's got a little bit of an advantage. He buys big chunks of these companies, and he has some say on how they're run and everything. But value investors, many of them have done very well over the years, and I've studied quite in-depth value investing, coming up with intrinsic values and some of the parts values and all this kind of thing. And I just find a few flaws in value investing. I've seen too many value traps over the years. And I've seen years where value investors got absolutely hammered. Because value investors also believe in being fully invested on. They don't believe in taking any chips off the table. You ride through your valuations and eventually value wins out, okay? Number two, I've been around a lot of momentum investors in my days. The California West Coast area is known for Investors Daily, CanSlim, Momentum. My problem with CanSlim is there's no V in CanSlim. There's no valuation considerations. And CanSlim really had its comeuppance in the year 2000, 2001, when the high flyers got their wings clipped, really got their wings clipped, some of them 90, 95% from their highs. Because they had no value. So I like both. I like to have value. I like to have my cake and eat it too. I've done valuations on companies. I've written up research reports. I download the earnings estimates on about 3,000 stocks daily and the growth estimates. And my formulas calculate 5-year target prices on these stocks. And I like stocks that still have significant upside potential. And there's a lot of stocks in today's market that I will not buy because I don't like the valuation numbers. Tesla would be an excellent example. And there's a lot of others that I deem to be way too expensive. I cannot make a valuation argument. And, of course, the performance is important to me. I like stocks that are flourishing. You know, it depends. Every year, like 5 years ago, it was emerging markets and high-yield bonds as we came out of the bottom of that recession. And then the consumer discretionary stocks started to kick in. We made a lot of money in TJ Maxx and Ross Stores and Dollar Tree and other red-hot consumer discretionaries. And then they started to wane. And the technology stocks came on. And then the biotech stocks. You know, every year's a little bit different. I like to be in the areas of the market that are flourishing, but I don't like to pay up. Lastly, I look at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts on a daily basis. And if I see something that really makes my eyeballs pop out, I'll send out a tweet. And I'm very selective. I'll send out 4 or 5 a day. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Bill Gunderson. I have a lot of followers on Stock Twits and on Twitter, and I think if you read their comments, you'll see that they regard my opinion very highly, and they look for what I have to say. And if I send out a tweet on a stock, it also ends up in the app underneath that stock. So if you look up Pandora, for instance, you'll see any tweets. Any times I featured it on the show or any times I've written articles, I write 2 or 3 articles a week, mostly for MarketWatch.com, TheStreet.com, Seeking Alpha, and Town Hall Finance. Those are the 4 big ones that I write for. And when I write an article, it ends up. But the last thing I look at is technical patterns. Simple. Keep it simple. I just look at a 1-year chart. Is it going sideways? Well, then it needs some kind of catalyst to break it out of that sideways funk. Is it going down? Well, then the sentiment is really against it. I want to wait until that sentiment settles out, stock starts to go sideways, and then starts to make a new up move. That's when I like to buy stocks. Or I want stocks that are in healthy uptrends. I am not a contrarian investor. I've seen too many contrarians argue their position all the way down and never admit that they're wrong. I like value, I like performance, and I like a healthy stock chart. Is that too much to ask? Well, it's a pretty tall order. As I look at my database today, 252 stocks meet my criteria out of about 4,000. And I own several of them already, but I'll be going through my database again today. Takes me about 5-6 hours. I learn more by looking at those charts than any other thing I do in the market. And, of course, you can follow along in my newsletter every week. All of my tweets are also listed on my website at the end of the day, which is pwstreet.com. Hey, Gunderson sent out 5 tweets today. Maybe I should look at these stocks. You can get the newsletter, pwstreet.com. And I manage money, which is my main gig. And if any of what I talk about interests you, we can be reached at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Hey, have a great day, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.